sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 9 ngumpalakazi 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende lolwisenkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo benelise ukukwenqabela.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphuma ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. Ongakwanisa ukungcedisa nje akamkhathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe ngumvalelo unyaka ube-6 months.
Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka kakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ikhulu abikwa engahloniphi amalungelo oluntu okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olulwisa inkohlakalo elizweni olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, luthi luzinikele ukuphathisa abatsha ukuthi bazwisise ububi bokungethembeki njalo ukuthi benelise ukwenqabela inkohlakalo. Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni okunanza usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Commission, Anti-Corruption Day, oqoqwe luhlangothi lolu lusebenza ndawonye le-Transparency International Zimbabwe, iZimcord, lezinye inhlanganiso. Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe sithi inkohlakalo inciphisa amathuba entuthuko yabatsha. Kuluhlu lwe-Transparency International oluhlola inkohlakalo eleZimbabwe liphakathi kwamazwe akhokhelayo kudaba lwenkohlakalo. Usuku lwe-International Anti-Corruption Day lunazwa mhla ka-9 Mpalakazi minyaka yonke ngenhloso yokuphakela uzulu ulwazi ngokuqatheka kokulwisa inkohlakalo. Lonyaka usuku lolu lunanzwa phansi kwendikimba ethi Uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, okuyinkukhuthaza abatsha ukuthi labo balwisane lenkohlakalo. Ukuze sizokune ngalolu daba sixoxa lengcwethi ecubungela ezombusazwe umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ungakhangela i-Anti-Corruption Index uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ikunumber 149 out of 180. Usitsho ukuthi iZimbabwe isasekhatshana kakhulu. Indawo zenkohlakalo zilokhe zisihlupha lapha eZimbabwe njengoba uyabona ukuthi umkhonomi wethu awusebenzi kahle. Kukhanya silo msebenzi omkhulu kakhulu okumele siwenze ukuze lathi sibonakale njengabantu oqala abalwisa inkohlakalo, kodwa owesibili abafuna ukuthi umkhuhlane lo owenkohlakalo uphele.
Uyinhlanganiso kumbe uhlangothi lukahulumende olweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission lilubona luphathisa kangakanani ekuqedeni inkohlakalo eZimbabwe?
Uzabona ukuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission iyasebenza kakhulu, kodwa udubo olukhona oluke lwakhulunywa ngowaye emgcini sihlalo uMamoloisi Matandamoyo ngelokuthi iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ayila mandla awe-prosecution okuhambisa abantu emthethwandaba. So iyazama iZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, kodwa kumele inikwe amazinyo sibili.
Indikimba yalonyaka ikhangela kakhulu abatsha. Libona sengathi abatsha bayaphathiswa na ukuthi bazwisise udaba lwenkohlakalo njalo bengafuni ukuphatheka kunkohlakalo, singabona na kusiba lela kusasa elihle elingela nkohlakalo eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuba abatsha benelise ukunqoba kulolu daba.
Kuqakathekile sibili uthi abatsha bafundiswe ngendaba lezi ezenkohlakalo, kodwa udubo esilalo njengeZimbabwe i-economy engasebenzi kahle. Abantu bayacina bengena endabeni lezi ezenkohlakalo ngoba bayebona ukuthi iyo yodwa indlela engayenza ukuthi labo baphile. So kumele sifundise abatsha, kodwa kumele silungise njalo umkhonomi welizwe ukuze abantu bengacabanga ukuthi bengaphumelela ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Njalo kumele sinxa kuyukuthi kulabantu esibathole besenza inkohlakalo kumele babotshwe. Khathesi ngibona njengani abantu ababotshwa ngenxa yenkohlakalo basasebalutshwana kakhulu, kodwa inkohlakalo siyabona ukuthi ibhahile lapha eZimbabwe.
Mnumzana Masimba kuchera ingcwethi ecubungulaza notho esekuxoxelaye esecingweni eBilitane. EleZimbabwe selibekwe kunombolo yamachumi amathathu 30 kuluhlu lwamazwe afika ekhulu abikwe engahlonipha amalungelo oluntu, okuveza ukuthi lalo lihamba phambili kulokho kumphumela yophenyo olukhutshwe inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu eye-Civicus, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
EleZimbabwe lona elibikwa lilodumo lokuba ngelinye lamazwe angahloniphe amalungelo oluntu ledlule kuphela ele-Angola lele Eswatini. Emhlubulweni owesadaki uphenyo lwe-Civicus lolu lwasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo luhlolisisa amalungelo kundaba zokwethulwa kwemibiko ukubuthana kwabantu lelungelo lokubumba inhlanganiso ezihlukeneyo emazweni afika phose amakhulu amabili 198. Uphenyo lwalonyaka belukhangela amazwe alikhulu kusukela ngozibandlela kuze kuyefika uLwezi. Ingcitshi zithi okubangele ukuthi eleZimbabwe libe phansi kangaka okundaba zamalungelo ngumkhuba webandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF lona elibopha labo abaphikisayo, njengalokhu okwenzakala eleZimbabwe lisiya emhlanganweni weSADC Summit lonyaka. Abantu abagoqela umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye abasekela ibandla le-CCC babotshwa ngunhlangula bahlala ejele kwesikhathi eside. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu ababalisa umnumzana Robson Chere lo Samuel Kwenzi kanye lonkosazana Namatayi Kwekweza bathunjwa egcekeni lendizamchina ele Robert Mugabe Airport bagcina sebesezandleni zamapholisa. Olwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza lowanyamalala ngo-2015 umnumzana Itai Tsamara uthi uphenyo lolu luqondile.
Kusegcekeni nje njengoba sisibonile abanye akade babotshiwe kusukisela ngo-August belokhu bencitshwa ibheo.
Lokho kusekele ngumnumzana Pride Mkono owenhlanganiso ye-People Power, yena othi akulantando kaZulu eZimbabwe.
Asiyinto emangalisayo ngoba yikwesi kubona kusenzakala thina eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende akanaki amalungelo abantu, njalo kulokuncindezela okukhulu kanye ilodlwame lodlakela lwenzakala kulabo abantu abangani abangavumelani lokwenziwa nguhulumende.
Omunye omela ibandla le-People's Unity Party umnumzana Ebert Jamuka uthi umthetho we-PVOB uzabangela ukuthi kube nzima ukuba inhlanganiso zisebenze zizimele kweleZimbabwe.
Iproblem yeZANU-PF yiphathi yenkani, ayifuni ukunqandwa, ayifuni ukulalela amanye ama-advice, amanye ama-political parties.
Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Thamsanqa Ndlovu uthi akavumelani lesivikazi.
Kunengi okwenzakala eZimbabwe kakhulukazi on the economic growth front. Ikhombisa ukuthi kule economic growth eZimbabwe ungakhangela umnyaka ka-2024 iloba nje bekulama challenges anjengabo drought El Nino, i-rainfall ebisuppressed, lama geopolitical issues ona lezi zimpi emhlabeni.
ICivicus iphinde yakhangela ukhetho lweZimbabwe yona ethi luqhutshwa mahlayana nje kungekho okuguqukayo ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF liyaphatheka ekuthini lungakhululeki njengalokhu okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso le iqhubeke yathi akula nguquko kangako selokhu umongameli Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017. Okusenjalo, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo eziphepheli eye-International Organization for Migration, IOM, unkosikazi Amy Pope namhlanje wethekelele eZimbabwe. Unkosikazi Pope uthi ufuna ukuzwisisa isimo seZimbabwe xa kuqathaniswa lamanye amazwe ukuba liphethe njani iziphepheli. Uhambo lwakhe uzahlangana lomongameli Mnangagwa, abaphathindaba bakahulumende lenhlanganiso esizimeleyo eZimbabwe. Leziphepheli eziningi enkambeni ezifana leTongogara eShipinge laseWaterfalls eHarare. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Udaba lokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke edinga usekelo lokuthi aqhubeke ebusa lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili seledlule lilokhu luveza ikhanda kulandela ingxabangxoza eqhamuke kuthanga emhlanganweni webandla aliholayo eZANU-PF eChinoyi Training Center. Intsha yaleli bandla ibikwa ithe izatshaya abalwa kumpi yenkululeko ngokube bephinda isilogan esithi ED 2030, okuyinkulumo ekhomba ukuthi bafuna umongameli Mnangagwa aqhubeke ebusa. Osokuyinkulumo esike yakhuthazwa ngamalunga aleli bandla kwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Ekhuluma kulo umhlangano, isiphathamandla salelo bandla umnumzana Zihambi Zihambi usole omunye wakhe umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ngabikwa wakwenza emhlanganweni wakoBulawayo ngokubuza ukuthi umongameli Mnangagwa uzaqhubeka edinga usekelo na, esithi akufanelanga kube lo muntu odala ingxabangxoza kulelo bandla ngokuthi likhokhelwe ngubani. Umongameli Mnangagwa yena wathi kasoze ancintise futhi ngoba uyahlonipha isekelo sombuso lanxa ingcwethi ezicubungulayo zombusazwe zisola ukuthi ngabakhuzi osegcekeni abathi aqhubeke.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7, sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel, lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Umeya wedolobha lakaBulawayo umnumzana David Coulthard uthi balethemba lokuthi isicelo abasikhweza kuhambo abasanda kuligqiba kwele Morocco ukuyadinga usizo lwemali kuhlelo lokwakha idamu lamanzi leGlass Block Bophoma eMatabeleland South siza aphumelela. Elova enkundleni yebulenjini ye-X, umnumzana Coulthard uthe bethule umbiko wabo emhlanganweni we-Africa Investment Forum osanda ukuqhutshwa eMorocco. Wabonisa imbiko yemfanekiso yamavideos abayethulele lumbuthano bekhalaza bedinga uncedo. Uthe kudingakala imali efika phose ezigidi ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-$99 million eyokwakha lelo damu kanye lempompi esuka kulo isiya esitishini sencema. Mnumzana Coulthard ubekhathwe kulolu hambo ngunobhala wedolobho lakoBulawayo umnumzana Christopher Dube lesiphathamandla esibona ngenhlelo zamanzi kuleyo council umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Ncube. izakhamizi zakoBulawayo njengakwezinye izigaba zelizwe zithi udaba lwamanzi luzithwalise amagabha avuzayo, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi uhlelo lokwakhiwa kwedamu le-glass block lube ngolunye lwesisombululo kulolu daba. Ngesi khangelezi vela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Owayengumongameli weGhana umnumzana John Dramani Mahama ngesonto unqobe kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngomgqibelo odluleyo oluyokudinga umholi walelo lizwe. Wathi umnumzana Mahamud Bahumia obe ngumsekeli kamongameli kubandla elibusayo ele-Patriotic Party wavuma ukuthi ngempela unqotshiwe. Udaba lwezomnotho yilo obelumqoka kulolu khetho, kubika abezindaba abe-Reuters. Abanye abahlali be-Damascus bathakazelela okwenzakale e-Syria lapho umongameli Bashar al-Assad agenqule khona wabalekela kwele-Moscow ngempelaviki okuqede umbuso womndeni wakhe oweminyaka engamachumi amabili lanhlanu kulelo lizwe. Inani labantu abathatha izidakamizwa libikwa liyakhuphuka ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo labangasebenziyo elizweni. Lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngonhlangula lonyaka wasungula uhlelo lukahulumende oluthiwa Zimbabwe Multisectoral Drug Abuse Plan 2024-2030 kuyimizamo yokulwisana lohlupho lwezidakamizwa elizweni, kukhanya lolu hlelo luyehluleka ukuvimba ukuthathwa kwezidakamizwa. Kubika intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda.
Izidakamizwa zithengiswa ezitaladeni emini libalele, abathengisayo labasebenzisayo bangaqhize qhakala. Umnumzana Mashani Maphosa ngosakhulayo oliminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili 22 ohlala empopo makobulawayo uthatha izidakamizwa ezitshiyeneyo.
Heroin, cocaine, crystal. So uxolisa futshela abanye ukuthi bechanele le nto angiyenza. Nathesi ngiklini funa isizo eliningi kakhulu nabafowethu abanye abacatshileyo futhi banikusizo.
Iningi lithatha imbanje injengu lobunye utshwala obungekho emthethweni, umuthi wokukhwehlela, i-crack, i-cocaine, i-glue, inyawophe le-heroin, iskanki lokunye. Unkosazana Lebohang Mthobi oleminyaka engamathumi amabili ohlala logogo wakhe uthi uthatha i-crystal meth.
Amadayisi afana ukuthi ngiwabheme esimashedini lapha endle ukuthi ngibheme amadayisi ngoba bazongitshela ukuthi ngikhuluma ngiyi-one, ngenza ini ngiyi-one, mina ngiyabe sengihleka ngiyi-one, sengikhuluma ngedwa ngiyi-one.
Ugogo kaLebo unkosikazi Maria Sangoma uthi usekhathele ngomzukulu wakhe othatha izidakamizwa.
Uyabhema ama-drugs, uyaphuma ahambe eqeda amalanga aphinde abuye. So ngicela uncedo ongakwanisa ukuncedisa nje akamthathe ayemfake endaweni avalelwe kumbe uvalelwe umnyaka kumbe 6 months. Yikho engufunayo khonokho, ngicela uncedo lonolu.
Umnumzana Mbusi Ncube oleminyaka engamathumi amabili lanhlanu uthi kukhona ukuhlupha intsha okwenza ithathe izidakamizwa.
When you are going through something which is depression, you have to experience a lot of things. Akhona sengithatha lezi zidakamizwa futhi due to unemployment.
Ukukhuphuka kwenani labasakhulayo abathatha izidakamizwa sokubangela ukuthi unkosikazi Sokoluhle Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe ehlala kwele Melika sivule isibhedlela esibizwa ngokuthi Valley of Hope kobulawayo, injongo yaso yokuncedisa abathatha izidakamizwa ukuthi behlukane lo mkhuba lo. Unkosikazi Siphokazi Nyilika ngumphathi walesi sibhedlela.
Indlela abahlukumezeka ngayo labazali, indlela abakhala ngayo, so sasesicabanga ukuthi singayenza njani. Umntwana engayenza khona ukuba bephunga ukuthi uyahlanya.
Omunye oncediswa esibhedlela lesi ngumnumzana Clive Hlongololo othi ubenatha utshwala okwedlulisileyo, uthi kuningi asekufundile esibhedlela lesi.
Sifundisa uhle sibili ukuthi siziphathe njani, ibe nekusasa lakho, ifuture yakho, usiqalisele impilo yakho, sikelathi sesiqala phansi.
Unkosikazi Sisa Ncube osebenza ukweluleka abathatha izidakamizwa uchaza kabanzi ngohlupho oluhlangana lomuntu osebenzisa okudakayo.
Ndibe bakuma episodes bakubala ama hallucinations lani lana nje is because of ukuhlanganisa into eziningi. Abaningi bahlanganisa imbanje njengu anti into esifana nazelekezi okokhayi labo meth. Unfortunately ngenxa ye availability yakhona that we have nowadays, every street corner nje it's very easy nje ukuthi bebe le access ngama drugs ona lawo.
Amazi kamanqube agcizelwa ingcwethi kwezemkhuhlane wengqondo esebenzela iActive Youth Zimbabwe umnumzana Romeo Machazi.
Sesikhathi uthola ukuthi baye befuna ukuba wethole ukuba socialize ngokwenza disadvantaging drugs ukuthi bebe for fun. Lezi zinto eziningi ningi ziya zibahlupha ezimpilweni, maybe le unemployment rate ukuthi abantwana kulanto abangabe beyenza ebakhipha occupied ezindlini lapha. So into eyenzakalayo bathatha ama drugs ngenxa ukuthi baye befuna ukuthi bekhohlwe ngalezi zinto abaye behlangana lazo problems abalayo kuphilene. So sebegcina beindulge ku drug abuse.
Isikhulumeli samapolisa umnumzana Bad Nico Ncube uyavuma ukuthi izidakamizwa zigcwele yonke indawo.
Indaba yama drugs leyi ayisafuni amapolisa wodwa. Ayisafuni izakhamuzi zodwa. Ayifuni bantwana besikolo bodwa kumbe ama youth wodwa. Umkhuhlane wama drugs ungabona umuntu eselawo sesikhangelele umuntu ofayo, sesikhangelele ukusasa esitshabalele. Abantwana abayenza into zama drugs lawo balaka ukutshontsha, balaka ukudlwengula abazali babo, balaka ukudlwengula abafowabo, balaka ukubulala abazali babo. Abasongozi emulini kuphela, bayingozi kucommunity. Yikho ngithi asisukumeni sonke silwisane le ndaba yama drugs.
Akwaziwa ukuba kulabantu abaningi kanganani eZimbabwe abathatha izidakamizwa. Uphenyo olwenziwa inhlanganiso ye-UNICEF ibambanisa lohulumende lenhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezizimeleyo lweveza ukuba abanye abantwana baqala ukuthatha okudakayo beleminyaka elithumi okubangelwa ukuhlupheka, imizi echithekayo lokuswela umsebenzi. Imane Studio 7 ngobulawayo, igama ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Osemelele ungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika ngoZibandlela umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza kwesula umthetho opha abantu abazalelwe eMelika ubuzwe baleli lizwe obugcweleyo i-citizenship lanxa abazali babo bengayisizwa zizalwane zeMelika. Isekelo sombuso waleli lizwe yiso esikubeka sobala ukuthi wonke umuntu ozalelwe eMelika uba isizalwane salo, kungakhathalekile ukuthi abazali bakhe ngabangaphi lokuthi balamaphepha okuhlala yini kumbe abalawo. Ekhuluma lomsakazo we-NBC izolo, umnumzana Trump uthe njalo uhlose ukududula bonke abangelamaphepha ababuyisele emazweni abo. Abantu laba bayizigidi ezilitshumi lanye, 11 million. Kodwa uthe uzimisele ukusebenza labebandla eliphikisayo elema-Democrats ukuze badinge indlela zokutholisa amaphepha labo abalethwa eMelika besangabantwana abaphansi kohlelo lwe-Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Uthe uzaxolela njalo akhulule bonke abasekeli bakhe ababotshwa bavalelwa ngemva kokubangela udlakela edalela ePhalamende eMelika bezama ukuvimba ukuthi uMongameli Joe Biden angene embusweni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukutshintsha ukuamenda izinto ze-constitution zifuna ama super majority, not simple majority, ku Congress. So zifuna 60 ama senators. So kunoko, yeah, that's something that we've been talking about in the Trump campaign. But singabuyele muva singakhangela ukhulu wakhe. Ukhulu wakhe wabaleka iyayithwa kathesi yi-Germany but yayi Austria Prussia ukuthi angene kwizinto zempi. Wabaleka wabuya lapha eAmerica wazala yena ubaba kaTrump. So khonapho singathi he anchor baby, into azikhulumayo zona lezo. And then wabuyela futhi ePrussia but bamxotsha ngoba wayesebalekele impi. So khonapho singakhangela into ezinjalo. Then yena uyabe ngaso citizen umnumzana Trump according to into as proposal zona lezo. So mina mbona ngantho uyakhohlwa lapha avela khona ngoba yena ama roots akhe ngawe Germany would not have been a citizen of America. So hi mina ngiyabona ngantho khonoko inkulumo nje ngoba I base ya American success is the immigration of people abavela all over the world. And abaningi bangkhona have become very, very successful people. So, okokukhipha i-14th Amendment, hayi, ngantwa intaba enkalakatha yona leyo.
UTrump umbona egcwalisisa zonke izinto lezi akhuluma ngazo yini?
Into engathiwa iqakathekile or is very important to see is America is not run by the president. There are three chambers of power for the Supreme Court. So yes, intando zakhe zokuyenza into as promisayo ku campaign will be checked by ama houses the Supreme Court. So khonapho ngithi hayi sizabona ukuthi kuzaqhubeka kanjani. Engafaka ama presidential decree but wona aya expire and they can be challenged like we have seen before. So khonapho siyabe sesikhangela lathi ukuthi kume kanjani. But hayi, he is staying true to what he campaigned on and what he won on. So khonapho sithi hayi, that is nothing new.
Usole abebandla lamademocrats abamethesa amacala athiyeneyo wabathuka kodwa uthi kasoze aphindisele. Uthini ngalokho?
Hayi vele lokho wakukhuluma so many times ukuthi he is out for them, especially umuntu othiwa nguJack Smith othi wam-exposa izinto eziningi. So kuqakathekile ukuthi umnumzana Biden aqhubeke naye ukunika abantu laba ama-pardons aba-impeacher uTrump for both impeachments, lo Jack Smith lama-committee wonke lawa. Ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi he will do what he says. Yena uTrump is not a real politician. He's a businessman who has become a politician. So into asikhulumayo vele he normally does.
Umnumzana Tim Moringa yolandela ezombusazwe zeMelika. Sokuyi isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Salbonani masakazi beStudio 7. Gamalam Clever Dube. Sengitholile ubabami. Ngimtholile. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngiyabonga. Ngimtholile. Sengitholile. Sengikhuluma nawe. Umndeni wami sengiyawazi.
Sanibonani njani? Why kuthi ama foreigner ahambe? Kuthi amaZimbabwe ayahamba besuthi bayahamba amanto. Ababuye eMozambique bayahamba. Why ningaxosha amaNigeria? AmaNigeria wona ngoba abulala abantwana bethathengisa i-drugs, athengisa iinyawupe utshwala nje oburongo buvela nabo. Into ezirongo zivela namaNigeria. Makuhamba amaNigeria ngoba asimosheli ilizwe.
Yes, Studio 7. Yichona njani? Ngicela ukukhuza umhlola kulamadoda amabili okuthiwa ngamakhansela aseBulawayo awe-TCC. Amadoda lawa ngathi ngamakhansela kaChabang. Ngike ngawezwa ekhuluma ethi khona wona abantu bengathethisi uhulumende ophetheyo ngoba ufana lomzali. Ungeke uthi umntwana uthethise umzali ubuye kusasa uvucele ukuthi kube khona okwenzela khona. Amadoda lawa ngicabanga ukuthi ngabantu bakaChabang lapha. Madoda, umzali uyezwa ukuthiwa ungumzali ngoba ngozala abantu. Inkokheli iyakhethwa, ifakwa yini abantu? Kuyamangalisa ke ma usithi umuntu ofakwe ngabantu sokufanele ancengwe ukuze labo bantu ezobalungisela amagetsi loba amanzi kobulawayo, kodwa lowo muntu efakwe ngabantu. Cathi ipolitics yena ithini madoda?
Studio 7 njani ngokuliqinisa lokhulumayo. Hhayi, izulu singakhala sithi izulu alisani. Izulu nje livalwe yinto encane. Izulu kusukela ngesikhathi sempi, yona le mpi yaphela ngaboma-79. Abantu abasesigangeni abazange badotshwa, amathambo badotshwa, akuzange kwenziwa imikhuba yokuthi ma ngabe kuyukuthi impi seyiphelile, kuke kuhlalwe phansi kubiswe yonke leya imimoya eyaphelela esigangeni engazange yalandwa esigangeni. Yona leya imimoya kulamhlanje isamile nje esigangeni, azange yashelezelwa yonke leya imimoya. Kuzoba nabantu abafa ngesikhathi se-ground. Abantu abaningi baphelele esigangeni abazange babiswa emakhaya. Yonke leya imimoya yalaba bantu iyakhuluma namanje esigangeni, isadinga abakubo ukuthi izulu lizona kanjani.
Ngiyabonga ithuba lokwamukela kuStudio 7. Mina ngulakuselunga ngikhonapha ngifunela lapha ematopu. Kulensuku kunzima, into kazihlangana abantu bakithi lapha engikhona babulawa yindlala. Kade kwemile ongalamanzi likelanga liyathunta manje udubo akulanhlanye lifethi aseka 20hlanye esigabeni sayithi ngala siyajikela phansi maya ngathi indlabe izinjalo izaphila ithini kodwa hayi ngithi kubonawa abathi into ziright ngabona besidla besuthe emzini yabo hayi zobuhlamanyusa ukho ngapheliwe.
Siyabonga imbiko elisithumele yona okwanamhlanje. Siluchiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngudabo kancube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.